Men Accused of Raping Children Among 830 Inmates Freed in Massachusetts. By John Binder on May 4, 2020. Two men accused of raping children are among the nearly 830 Massachusetts inmates that have been freed in the last month over concerns of the Chinese coronavirus crisis spreading in prison facilities. Convicted child rapist Glenn Christie, 54 years old, and 29-year-old Matthew Paris, accused of raping two teenage girls this year, have both been released from Massachusetts prisons after the state Supreme Court has ordered the routine release of hundreds of accused and convicted criminals. As of April 26, Massachusetts officials have released 824 inmates from state prisons since April 3. This means that the state is releasing about 36 inmates every day with no end in sight, all in an effort to empty jails to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. There are about 11 confirmed cases of the coronavirus among inmates in Massachusetts prisons out of more than 310 inmates tested for the virus. A total of 81 correctional officers and 23 other staffers in the state prison system have also tested positive. Christie is one of the inmates set free thanks to the court order. In 2018, Christie was convicted for repeatedly raping a 12-year-old boy. Paris, also freed from prison thanks to the court order, was arrested less than 2 months ago and charged with raping and sexually assaulting two teenage girls. According to the charges, Paris had been working as a teaching assistant at Southeastern Regional Vocational Technical High School when he contacted a 15-year-old student through Instagram. The two met at a local cemetery, according to police, and Paris allegedly attempted to kiss her and touch her breast. The victim said Paris gave her a bag with a sex toy in it before she fled. More than a week later, police said Paris threatened and forced the girl to perform oral sex on him in the middle of a school day inside a closet. A second victim told police that Paris had similarly contacted her through Instagram. When the two met in person, police said Paris forced the girl to perform oral sex on him and threatened the victim's family. A day later, police said Paris forced the girl to get undressed in his car before driving to a location where he allegedly sexually assaulted her. Paris had already pleaded not guilty to charges of aggravated statutory rape, rape of a child with force, and kidnapping of a child. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.